Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
31-point lead by Golden State. Dissipated. Here's Thompson has to fire up a three with that matter. And that will do it. A remarkable comeback. The L.A. Clippers on the Warriors court here at Oracle. Down by as many as... The Clippers defeat the Warriors in a classic 135-131.
It's not Marv swearing. That would be some celebratory players, I believe, whooping it up in the background. The segment brought to you by Patrick Cadillac. Let's talk a little NBA with Zach Harper. He is on Twitter at Talk Hoops, and he's on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. And we should mention that you can meet the very Zach Harper because his podcast, CountTheDings.com, is doing the Count the Dings live show here in Chicago, Saturday, May 18th at the awesome Lincoln Hall. Sounds like a fun time, Zach.
Oh, it's going to be a great time. We've done about 10 or 12 of these live shows over the last couple of years. They legitimately keep getting better because we actually know what to do now. And so it's a really fun way to kill, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours. Here's some sports, here's some culture, and a lot of inappropriate jokes that we can't say even on the podcast.
So what of this comeback from the Clippers? Down 31, they come all the way back to win the thing. Some pretty incredible performances from a number of them. I'm saddened by the loss of DeMarcus Cousins for what's going to be the rest of the season, but they don't seem to have him. They're the Warriors after all.
Yeah, they don't need him. And actually, you know, the pickup of Andrew Bogut becomes pretty prescient because that will fill the void in a lot of ways for them. Not that he can do what DeMarcus does, but he just shores up a lot of defensive stuff. He sets good screens. He moves the ball. Like they know how to play with him. I mostly just feel bad about it because DeMarcus was, you know, looking to get paid this summer and looking pretty good, you know, coming off a tough injury. And it just sucks that he's not going to get that chance to really prove himself. And he maybe has to go through another year of trying to do that. But in terms of these two teams, like this is kind of what they are, right? The Warriors are great, and then they kind of lose focus, and then usually their talent allows them to keep getting those wins, but it just didn't last night. And the Clippers come back from like 3 or 4 20-point deficits in second half this year and done an incredible job of it. It's usually Lou Williams just kept getting hot and carving up a defense.
I wonder what that makes the Milwaukee Bucks think right now, who are sort of the consensus second favorite, perhaps, to win the NBA championship. Do they look at this and say, you know what, with all of our star-crossed injury luck, with Gasol going down, Nico going down, Brogdon still dealing with the plantar fasciitis, that maybe it's like, look, maybe we're finally catching a break here that we might have a better chance than once thought.
Yeah, and I think too, like with Milwaukee, as long, you know, as they get deeper into the playoffs, which obviously has been an issue in the past, but I think this year we can expect them to get past a Blake Griffin-less.
Oh my God, they're awful! I mean, that's not watchable.
Like, let's just have them scrimmage, right? Like, let's just have the Bucks scrimmage at this point. That would be more entertaining to see those guys go out there and just do a practice rather than watch these games. But yeah, I think as Milwaukee gets deeper in the playoffs, assuming no one else gets injured, they get healthier and Brogdon can come back and Mirotić can come back and they can, you know, they can kind of shore up that rotation. And then if they can get those guys in game shape by, let's say, end of the second round conference finals, it's a pretty dangerous team if they can keep making it past everyone else. But you have to get past Boston. You have to get past either Toronto or Philadelphia. You know, and then once you get there, you have to get to the Warriors and you have to have enough energy, enough focus, enough talent, and enough luck in order to take them down. Like I don't know. Like that seems like a lot for their first real foray and deep into the playoffs.
So, Zach, I think I need a little psychological help. Well, a lot, really, but only a little with the NBA playoffs. I'm looking through this.
I'm a doctor. I can handle it.
Oh, perfect. Great. This is great timing. Because I'm watching the first round here, and because of, you know, not to say that there hasn't been some pretty decent games to watch. We just talked about the comeback that was. the watching the Warriors, there's kind of this impending sense of what Kevin Durant does, and if the whole thing ends, and in Boston, it's the same thing with Kyrie. There's just with Kawhi in Toronto, there's the same thing. There's just kind of this impending sense of it's all going to change after this few weeks, and it hangs over me a little. I wonder what I'm supposed to do with that, if anything.
Well, I like to look at all this like kind of we know what's going to happen, right? Like we know the Warriors are going to win the title, or at least we're pretty sure. We know that Kevin Durant is going to leave, at least we're pretty sure. We know Kyrie's weird, right? That we're 100% sure of. You know, and Kawhi, it seems pretty certain that he's going to go to the Clippers. Like, I don't know. Like, that seems to be all the rumblings around. Like no matter what happens, he goes to the Clippers. I never know what to do with that stuff, but those rumblings that usually last a long time end up being true. I like to look at it as I watched Skyscraper, the Rock movie, right?
Okay.
I knew how it was going to end. I knew he was going to save the day. I knew, despite his limitations with the prosthetic leg, that leg was going to save him at one point.
Spoiler alert! Come on, spoilers!
I knew all this. Oh, that was it's a year old. I knew all this stuff was going to happen, and yet I enjoyed the hell out of it. Like you have all these like overhanging cloudy things that are going to, you know, maybe say like, oh, well, I know what's going to happen here, but because we know the Warriors are going to win, and then chaos is going to, you know, reign supreme in free agency, that almost seems like a better buildup to me.
Yeah, the difference between the dramatic irony that you describe is that when the listener or viewer becomes aware of something foreshadowed that the character does not, these characters we're talking about actually have free will. It's not a script. It's not something that's already in front. That these things, the fun of it, I think, is that it actually could change at the 11th hour.
Well, also, like, Kevin Durant's a moody guy, right? Like, one of my favorite tweets, came from this guy, Dragonfly Jones, who everyone should follow on Twitter. He's hilarious. But it was after KD called out my colleague and friend Ethan Strauss, basically saying, like, oh, you don't come around here, you don't say anything, you wrote this thing about me going to New York, you know, blah, blah, blah. And the tweet was, do I think Kevin Durant has all these plans, and yet in order to prove one writer wrong, he will change everything just to be petty and prove a point? Yeah, absolutely, I think that'll happen. Like, that seems to be the type of person Kevin Durant is, right? Like, he has all these plans to go to the Knicks, and then all of a sudden he decides, oh, I don't like the way they're talking about me. I'm going to prove them that they're wrong. They don't know that this thing I've you know, planned out is actually going to happen. Like, I think Kevin Durant is so moody and so sensitive with a lot of this stuff that you never know what's going to happen. Like, when they make it to the finals, there's not a chance in hell he lets Steph Curry get close to a finals MVP. Like, it's just little dramatic things like that where, yeah, it's not scripted, but it's kind of scripted because we know these personalities well enough.
What will make Rockets Warriors feel different this year than last?
I think there's a confidence in the Rockets. Now, I think it's a little misplaced. And some of it comes because James Harden is just on the level he wasn't last year. He's on a level that is, I mean, it's historic, right? Like, what he's doing, only a couple other people in the history of this game have done. And so I think that because of that, there is this confidence that they can overcome everything. They really believe, hey, we were a Chris Paul hamstring away from being NBA champions last year. Like, they really believe that. And some people agree. I don't. I think they were always going to lose that series no matter what. But they really believe that. That going into it adds a chippiness. It makes them like a team of Patrick Beverleys out there, where they are going to jaw at the Warriors. They're going to get in their face. They're going to hit threes and celebrate in their face. Like, they are going to do everything because they're legitimately unfazed by the Warriors. Now, the Warriors have more talent, and the Warriors should be able to handle them enough because the Rockets have struggled quite a bit defensively, even though the second half of the season was better for them. But in terms of just like the personality and the attitude going into it, their mindset is pretty spectacular. Last year, I think they were kind of feeling that out. This year, they go into it very confident, probably too confident.
When does it matter that the Sixers bench kind of sucks?
Ooh, when Boban's not hitting jumpers, right? Like, that seemed to be the difference last night. You see this lamppost, like, shooting jumpers at the free throw line, and you're trying to figure out why that's happening. But other than that, like, James Ennis, Mike Scott, TJ McConnell, like, these are fine players to get you through, you know, a game against the Hornets in March. But when you have to take down actual teams, and they have to go against Toronto in the next round, man, that bench sucks. Like, that bench just isn't good. And the problem with that is you can stagger it, right? Like, their starting lineup is actually should be their depth, because you can have three of those guys on the floor at all times, assuming they're all healthy. And by all of them, I mean Joel Embiid. But assuming those guys are healthy, like, you can have three of those guys on the floor at all time, and it minimizes how much you need from your bench. But, man, like, at a certain point, Brett Brown has to do a better job with rotations and a better job with their attack overall, because, yeah, they corrected things last night. They blew them out in the second half. But that Brooklyn team isn't going to be fazed by that either. That Brooklyn team's going to come back, and Caris LeVert's going to say, TJ McConnell, like, yeah, I can take that guy. Are you kidding me? Look at him. He looks like an accountant.
Before we let you go, Zach Harper, recent reports indicate the Bulls are willing, if not intending, to extend Jim Boylan's contract again. We're not quite sure why they feel compelled to do this. I'm serious. I know you're laughing, but we laugh to keep from crying, because I don't get it. Do you have any insight into why this administration would seek to extend Jim Boylan's deal already?
Yeah, somebody asked me that a few weeks ago, saying, like, hey, have you heard anything on the Chicago front? I was like, look, I don't feel confident enough with this information to report it, but yeah, it sounds like they're going to keep him, right? And the person just responded, the person with the Bulls fan, they said, my God, I hope you're wrong. And I said, me too. And it turns out it looks like it's right. And it's just, I don't know if it's a comfort thing, you know, like it feels like you went and you bought all these groceries to make this incredible meal. And then on your way home, you, like, pass the Taco Bell, and we're just like, ooh, a burrito sounds great right now. And so now you just leave all these groceries in the fridge, and then you forget about them, and they expire. Like, that's what it feels like. That's what this feels like with Jim Boylan. Like, he might be a good coach or an adequate quote. It doesn't seem like he's the right guy for this, although it doesn't seem like most of what they're doing is the right fit for anything. Like, none of this, all these moves individually seem justifiable. But when you put them all together, you're like, what the hell is this puzzle? Like, this puzzle doesn't mean anything. And so I just feel like it's comfortable. Jim Boylan is comfortable. They're comfortable with him. He's good enough for them right now in their minds, and that's good enough for them.
Zach, thank you. And also, thank you for the most relatable metaphor I have heard in weeks.
Everybody's nodding along.
It happened to me this weekend. I thought, what am I doing? Oh, what am God. I, doing with my life? I have bought that burrito so many times.
Zach, thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Zach Harper of The Athletic on Twitter at Talk Hoops.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.